You have a great video on YouTube for your song Priceless. Tell me about that song and video.
The video Priceless is studio video. That was fun. That song is kind of crazy because that groove was there, and just having looking for a last song for the record. And that groove, the boys have been playing that groove for a while, and they liked it, and I couldn't understand it for a while. It's so funny because I couldn't understand it. And but as I kept hearing, I still couldn't get a thing on. I kept thinking, I said, man, I'm just having a hard time with this track. So then in rehearsal one day, like I said, before we started tracking the album, looking for that last song. And so I said, well, play it for me now. You can hear it, play it live. Maybe it's a different thing if I'm in the middle of it and hear it again, you know. And I asked them, do something else first. Do this part before you do that part, and you hear it that way. And they did. And it kind of sparked me in a different way. And then I could hear things. And I could say, oh, okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It led to one thing, led to another. That took the track home and finished the lyrics and then bring it back to the studio. And that was it. Priceless came out to be that way. It's one of my favorite songs on the album because it was so difficult to finish. And it was the last thing to finish before the record came out. So that was kind of cool. Yeah.
You've played tons of shows in this country and abroad and have performed on the main stage at Montreal Jazz Festival. You've opened for the Doobie Brothers and Kool and the Gang as well. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Memorable one? Abroad. I tell you, one that really stuck out in my mind is that playing the Montreal Jazz Festival this past summer in Montreal, Switzerland. And that was always something that in the back of my mind to do since I was a kid, because when I was a kid, everybody, all the musicians in my neighborhood and school and stuff, we always talked about certain festivals. Montreal Jazz Festival was a big one in our mind with Miles Davis and all these cats and Quincy Jones. And that was like, to play that festival was one of the big ones. And to finally get a chance to do that, just by chance this past summer, that one stuck out a lot. Being on stage in that stadium, being like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm in Montreal doing this festival. I've been thinking about since I was a child, you know. So that moment, I was kind of surreal for a moment. I kind of like, I want to say out-of-body experience, but it kind of like, it kind of moved me in a different way. It was really, really special this summer. And the band was popping. The band was hot. Yeah.
What's on the horizon for the Brooks in the new year?
Well, we're right now working on a new record. And we just finished a date. We did a festival in Morocco, so we're looking toward going back there again. Now, visit some other countries and keep spreading this music. But we're in the stages now, writing a new record now and having a release in the early spring. And hopefully we can move some more hearts and some more souls and some more eating some more butts.
Awesome. Do you have a website or a Facebook page where we can go to keep track of upcoming performances and new releases?
Yes, thebrooksmusic.com. We have a Facebook page, The Brooks Music Montreal. We have Instagram, The Brooks Music. We have on all the social media, we're there, and everything's connected, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere with social media, we're there.
Wonderful. I'd like to take us out with your song, Where the Party At. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, yeah. Where the Party At. That's so cool. That's a scenario about, it's so funny, a short little story about that song, Where the Party At. It's about a guy who's a little, trying to convince this girl to come they want to go out to parties, just want to have some fun, but meet me at my house. And she's kind of leery, you know. And he's like, no, no, for real, just meet me at my house. It'll be real okay. Just meet me here, and then we'll go to party afterwards, whatever. But it turns out to be real well. But the lyric talks about a nice little funny little story. But it's about a party. It's a party record. And it does good for us, too, when it comes when we play it. Yeah, I like that one.
I love it, too.
Oh, thank you.
Alan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, May. I really appreciate you so much and all you're doing.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Ain't this time to screw you?
No, for real, no, don't go.